Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Zach in Georgia, and he says, first, I love your podcast and get great value from it. I appreciate your straightforward analytical approach and using data to back your conclusions, not just opinion that is so prevalent in today's media. My question is about a parking lot lease. My company is redeveloping a historic building in a small town tertiary market in the middle of Georgia. We're converting the building to 7 apartments and 2 commercial units while taking advantage of historic tax credits and other state incentives. At the hearing for the zoning variance, which was approved, the city council's number one concern was the 7 new units taking up parking in the downtown area. In order to mitigate this, I received agreement from a local bank who owns a large parking lot across the street to lease 6 parking spaces. That satisfied the city council. As we're nearing the end of construction, the bank has reached out to me asking what I thought the parking spaces were worth. I assume they're trying to set a rental rate. If I were buying them, I would use the income approach to determine the income spaces could bring and apply the relevant cap rate. I plan on billing the tenants $50 a month for the reserved parking. However, I don't know what is a good number to negotiate with the bank for the lease of those 6 spaces. With no comps, there's no way to know if $50 is even a market rate. No tenants would be willing to pay that, after which I might need to lower the rental rate for the apartments. Currently, there's no charge to park in the city, and while the city has an ordinance requiring a parking pass for downtown, it's not really enforced. There's nowhere in town that currently charges for parking. In my opinion, having lived in Boston, there's plenty of downtown parking. I hope to lease the spots as cheap as possible, as I set up the agreement mainly to appease the city council and pass zoning. Do you have any idea what I should recommend to the bank as a lease amount? Well, Zach, thank you for the kind words, and this is a fantastic question. I really love this question. If you want to value the parking, there's several ways to look at it. The first is by comparing against parking rates in the area, and as you already said, there's no points of comparison, so that doesn't offer any insight. Clearly, you need to offer parking. Every single apartment project is always parking constrained. Unless you live in a dense urban environment with strong public transit like New York or Boston, parking is always the main constraint on residential density. No parking, no project. Having a contractual arrangement with a bank across the street will literally save your project. The approach I would suggest is to look at what it would cost you to build a parking lot from scratch. Once you know that cost, you can amortize that cost over a number of years and determine what the monthly cost should be to pay back that investment. It's the equivalent of the net present value calculation, or its inverse, which is an annuity calculation. So let me walk you through the math on how you would arrive at the answer. The first is to determine how much land you would need to build your own parking lot. Imagine that each parking space occupies 400 square feet when you consider the actual parking space at 200 square feet, at 10 by 20, and the drive aisle of equal size to reach each parking space. So 6 parking spaces would consume 2,400 square feet of land. Let's round that up to 2,500 square feet. And let's imagine that the land in the downtown area in an infill setting would cost you about $20 per square foot to purchase on the open market, assuming you could find it. Then you need to build a parking lot. So the first thing you need to do is figure out what the cost per square foot of the land is, because that's a major variable. But we'll use $20 a square foot for this example. And let's assume that the paving cost to you is $10 a square foot, including the preparation of the subbase with crushed stone. And let's assume there's another $5 per square foot in stormwater management. You add all of that together, and you're at $35 per square foot. You multiply this by the total square footage of the parking lot of 2,500 square feet. That gives you a total price of $87,500. That's what it would cost you to build a parking lot from scratch. Now, you could amortize the cost of that parking lot over a number of years, and this is a very simple calculation to perform in Excel. To cover the cost of construction over 25 years, assuming you fund the entire parking lot out of cash, then the monthly cost to recover the full investment would be $48.61 per month. That's assuming you funded it 100% out of equity. If, on the other hand, you financed it over 20 years at a 6% interest rate, your cost would be $104 a month per parking space. So that sort of gives you an idea of what it would look like if you were to fund the whole thing out of cash versus financing it in its entirety. Now, you're free to play with some of these variables and see what the amortization period should be. Do you want to do it over 20 years, 25 years, and what the interest rate should be attached to that capital? My suggestion is that if you were to build it on your own, assuming you could, it would cost you $104 a month in financing just to cover that additional amenity. Viewed through that lens, any number less than $104 a month is a bargain when you're negotiating with the bank. And that, of course, is assuming that your land cost is $20 a square foot. If your land cost is less, then the number comes down. Of course, there's additional expenses associated with the parking lot, such as paying the property taxes, liability insurance, and any ongoing maintenance of the parking lot. If you can get the bank to agree to something in the range of $50 or $60 a month, I think you actually have a smoking deal. I want to thank you, Zach, for a fabulous question, and hopefully this gives you one way to look at the project. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.